only way I won't hear it again is if I make sure I don't say it again. So I just, you know, stay on my idea.
Yeah. Okay. In the old days, or even today, a man normally wears what kind of clothes that a man wears?
Pants, trousers.
Okay. What do you call it? No, like what I've got on here, what would you call these?
Pants.
Pants. What you've got on?
Blue jeans.
Jeans. What are some other words like that for things like that? Blue jeans, pants, trousers. What about more formal?
Formal?
Yeah. Slacks?
Yeah, I guess. Slacks. I very seldom call pants slacks.
Does slacks to you sound more formal? Or does it sound less formal? I wonder.
I don't know. I mean, I guess slacks would sound more formal than, you know, just a pair of pants.
Yeah. Let me see. If you have a coat that, let's say you've outgrown it, and it won't, you might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it.
It did fit.
Okay. Suppose you didn't want to use do in there. Last year it.
Fit.
Okay. If you have a shirt after you washed it in hot water, you know, it
shrinks.
Okay. And another way of saying that, have you ever heard other ways of saying that?
Yeah, it
draws up. Draws up. Does that sound to you more, how does that sound to you? It draws up. Does that sound old-fashioned, or does that sound like something people would normally use, or what?
Something people would normally use, because that's what, like, when, that's what I'll say sometimes, you know, just depends on.
Is there a difference between, say, if you say something draws up and something shrinks, you mean a different thing? Is there a difference in meaning?
No,
not really.
Well, I mean, as far as clothes are concerned, no, but I don't know, I guess, like, when you talk about something like an animal or something drawing up, then I wouldn't use the same word.
Yeah.
Strength,
yeah, that's completely different meaning then. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you washed one yesterday, you'd say the shirt I washed yesterday.
Shrank.
Okay. And lately it seems that every one I've washed has
shrunk.
Okay. The things that men wear to hold up their trousers.
Suspenders?
Yeah. You ever hear other words for that?
Suspenders. Yeah. Wait a second. I know I can think of this. Oh, I can't think of another word now.
Galluses?
No, I've never heard it called that.
Braces?
Yeah, I've heard it called that. My grandfather calls it that sometimes.
Braces?
Yeah.
If you have some, out in the country, they have some low land next to a stream. What do they call that? Some low, flat land next to a stream? Have a special name for that, or do you even know?
You mean right next to, like, the banker? As far as I know, there's no special name that I know of.
Okay. The part of where they let the cattle out to graze, what are they called?
A field.
A field, okay. If you're walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you, what would you do?
I'd jump. I'd run.
Okay. If you wanted to
I just stand there. That's what I do. Because my mother has taught me that whenever a dog barks at you, you just stand there and he'll know that you're not scared and he'll leave you alone.